Isaiah's and order it. But if we go for the second side, which is the other side of the story, that I'm actually ordering it from JS myself. So how do I explain that? So I spoke to a local restaurateur, and he told me he doesn't understand. Why is it, when I call up on the phone, let's say I call up JS on the phone and say, can you please send me a pack of chips, right? I'm going through British Telecom, right? When I use a phone, I'm using a telephone line, right? I don't say I'm going through a God because I'm using British Telecom. So when I use Uber, there's no one on the other side sending me, going straight to the computer. And because I'm using their app, their site, doesn't mean I'm using them as a God. You want to say that the app, the website, is exactly the same as British Telecom. And like when I pick up the phone and call a restaurant, I say, can you please send me chips? No one's going to think, oh, they're using a God because you're telling a God, British Telecom, to put you through to JS, and maybe they didn't put you through to the restaurant. No, it's simple. Everyone's masking me going straight to the restaurant. But here's two, even though I'm using their system, but because it goes straight to the computer system, like I heard one of the restauranteurs, like, as soon as you put in your details, he sees it on his computer. It's direct, there's no it's direct to their computers, you press order, and straight through to his system. That's the two sides of the story, and there is a big Rob in England, which I don't want to say his name because I didn't hear from his mouth. He doesn't like the whole story because it takes on like the first side. That's like I'm telling Uber to please order me food from the shop. And if that's the case, they have to come to them on us that they actually ordered it. This is without all the chesamos. This is before all the seals. That's the first shlav of the shir. Now, and we're going to see the sellotape on the top, right? So if people that have been in these restaurants, most of them haven't got yidden that are working behind the counter. Some yes, some not. The plaid of goy is putting that seal on, right? And he's putting it because he wants to make the other goy of Uber scared because he's doing the chosim, right? So how can a goy put a chosim on, right? What's the answer? The answer is that any food that leaves the shop is kosher mitam the mashgiach of Yotzei V'Nichnes, right? Mashgiach comes in, say, twice a day, so all the food that leaves the shop with a seal is guaranteed mitam the mashgiach as kosher. So even though there's a goy putting on the seal on the top, it's not a goy putting the seal on, the goy is closing it off, and therefore, back to our old mashgiach of Yotzei V'Nichnes, I'm guaranteed that the food inside is kosher. Yeah, so far so good? Okay, now that bag, okay, it doesn't need a seal because there's only water inside, but literally it would have a piece of meat. But luckily you have to have two chesamos, right? That only has one. It only has the sellotape on the top. I has a receipt on the side. The Mechabas, the one of my Chorim talked about it, that if let's say in the old times you had a bottle of wine, a barrel of wine, and had only a stamp, kosher, from let's say Eidach Haredes, right? So because if the goy has to tamper with a seal, that stamp will stay where it is. Obviously, you can't consider it part of a chosim because the goy doesn't have to touch it. So here also, for the goy to open that bag and put something else in it, he can leave the receipt where it is. Just have to undo the sellotape. Therefore, back to one chosim, right? So the kasha is, Mechaber says you have to have two chosimers. How come here we have one chosim, Be'etzim? So there's lots of terufim to say why lechatchila one chosim is ech enough over here.
Yeah, but if they send you out chips or food, will they also only put one chosim or put on that box also on the seal? On the box of chips before it goes.
No, see, all comes in a bag.
But inside another
seal. No seal inside. There's just a sticker on the bag, and if it's a paper bag. And they don't do like that, they staple it and then put a sticker on the top.
What's not the license? It needs a blue one. The license is two
songs. So flash.
You still
Yeah, this is a bottle of water you buy in any hatch. This was just dumb to see how it comes in there. It was worth paying £4.50 just to see how it gets delivered. plus £3.50 delivery.
So this
was what
difference?
I'm not, you have to check up on there.
No, should I not?
Say this for all you get to it. Because the Ramal says, La halacha, that one chosim is enough, and therefore, with the Ebed, one chosim is always enough. So when we're talking about when the Shaila is, I received a pass with one chosim, can I eat it or not? Shaila, the answer is yes. We want to know how come Lechad Chila, you send it out with one chosim, right? It depends what it is. If they say chips, and who's guaranteeing that chips are the same chips?
That's chips.
That is usually a second person.
You don't know
when it was held. You consider it the second person. But why is it the same person? You don't have to tamper the receipt. Yeah, but they're not messing with the receipt, they're messing with the food inside. Oh, so that's one of the truths. So the first one is the Ramah says that we is fine one chosim. The second one is think of tefillas ayin. Chava said if you have tefillas ayin, a piece of meat, also you don't have to have any chosim as bichlal, right? And therefore, if a person is eating in the restaurant and then he's ordering the next week from the same restaurant, and it suddenly tastes different, it'll be fishy, right? So you can have tefillas ayin on the taste of food also. Yeah, but the goy's got mitzvah, you're right, but the goy's got mitzvah, so like, why should I change it with Domino's? Maybe it'll taste different. And then there's also standard tefillas ayin, how it looks. People know normally how a chicken looks from this restaurant or that restaurant, be'erach, right? And when it comes, it's very hard for a goy to find exactly the same piece of meat with the same look in a short time that you have for him to change it. And then, like Rav Simcha saying, there's no chashash. The Gemara said about Robbie, it's lots of kind of
stuff. Awesome. So what about fish with a tree for fish, one that lies in just meat?
Yeah, also fish. Fish also. Yeah, there Rashi says he did it not for the goyim, he did it for his own mishpacha. Ansham. Just that, really, not for now. And Simcha brought up a very good point that the whole, the Mechaba says in Sif Yud, and the Ramon Sif Bey says that the whole you only have to be choshish that God is going to change it if he has a monetary gain. Right? If there's no monetary gain, I'd have to be choshish b'chlal. Right? But monetary gain doesn't always mean as in money. You're right? It can mean also, like someone said before, if you go on a long journey, like you said, if you're going down to London and he has a bag of chips, he's starving hungry. So for him, it's shaveh to change, to eat your chips now and buy it back, even could be more expensive when he gets there. Why? Because for him, that's hana, right? When you're ordering from Pesach, which is sulfur, it's highly unlikely that it's going to be shaveh for him to change your chips for someone else's chips, and therefore the no chashash havocha. And the third, the last, not rather few, the last one, which is a main nekuda, that was far of Uman, loy meira nosei. Marashag, he speaks about a case that used to send milk with a wagon driver, a horse and cart, and they locked it with a key. Now, you're all thinking that key is a very good safe, right? But the Mechala passed is that the keys of those days were worth nothing. It was like you're sending milk open. So Mashak says, how can I drink the milk? The guy is delivering you milk without any choysim, because the key is not called a choysim. So the Mashak, we got a lotion. Ki eglon, Hamoylecho agolo kimishu kavua rak lezeh ve'ikep hanososoy hu mizeh yesh lo din uman the uman nem and afilu b'loy choysim klal mitam the mirsas lahafzid umnosoy, right? If that's his panosoy, he's scared by him tampering with 50p, he'll lose his whole business, right? And therefore, it's zucha not shaveh for him to start messing around. And I checked on the Uber's website on the terms and conditions that they guarantee, which is obviously what they're doing, they guarantee that all food that leaves the restaurant is the food that comes to your house. They don't say that someone's going to mess around, but it's black and white there. Now they're taking a chayas for that. And if they're taking a chayas for that, that means that all the workers won't want to mess with it because it'll be off. And that's a swab umman lo meira nosei. Sorry? Umman, yeah. Umman lo meira nosei is eaten by a goy. That's another shit if you want to.
The Uber driver, what's the Uber?
The taxi driver. The blues upon us, sir. I've been in taxi driving recently and they asked me how we're doing. I've been doing it for 20 years. I mean, that's just upon us, sir. Okay, so that's. Sorry? Shabbat. Now, lots of times, that's quite hard to come off that sticker, but lots of times, some of them just have a sticker, one sticker, like on a pizza box, yeah? Some of them just have one sticker, and they send it to you, right? So the sticker, sometimes, it's very likely just one side to come off, so basically left without any chosen. Then the shal is, but yeah, but if it came that way, then am I allowed to eat it? So, but Etem, with all this water we just said before, Etem, one can eat it, but just to Ruran and the Chadchela, the Zikha not. But if it came that way to your house, then the Zikha is a big mokum to make it, even if it comes open without any stickers, to eat it because of all the reasons we said before. That's clear. Now, someone told me, for the sign, because it's just that I got a new update on Uber. There's a new thing, if you don't want to pay £3.50 like I paid for a bottle of water delivery, besides for the £1.50 of the bottle, then if you tell them that you don't mind waiting until the next delivery from a restaurant in the area, and the driver will have to do two pickups instead of one, then they get half price delivery. Right? So what's Shaila Halochadik? That means we'll deliver and these, if it comes in it comes in a bag. It comes in a big heat bag, right? All the meals are there because they want to keep it warm. And therefore, you're going to have, let's say, your Domino's pizza, another pizza, or two restaurants, flashing milkshakes, all in the same bag. And then by a pizza box,
One of them is no problem.
Sorry?
One of them is no problem. You need to do it before you have to
just somebody else's. Oh, so one before also, then, see this new idea of theirs. When you order your one and you're paying full charge, you may well be joining in with someone else's who's waited for your order who's paying half charge. Yeah. Right?
So that even,
that's right. So you think that, yeah, I'm going to be from, I'm going to wait to do, I'm going to pay a full price for my order, but it could be someone else waited for your order and he's getting half price because he's joining in your order and you're paying full.
He's even asking this on his own because before he had pizza taken out and now you've got your food.
Yeah, so what's the shahid is here that about having someone else to...
The client is left on my own, but 5 minutes ago you had somebody else in that box.
Right? So the shahid is of having the same bag. It's two things. One is if it's a pizza box, let's say, every pizza box has holes on the side, right? That it shouldn't get soggy, the pizza. And therefore, you can have steam coming out the side of your box or the Domino's pizza underneath you and going into your box. That's shahid al-khad. And the other shaila is how clean the bag is. If you have gravy all over the show on the bottom of the bag, and then your bag goes in on top, then those are the two shailas, right? It's not more serious than that. So even with that, you got to be the steam coming out of the boxes. It's the machlokes achronim, whether the zeh bichlal from a double yovish, only zeh is normally from liquid, from a yovish, which is like a pizza. One second, you have the zeh from a pizza box when it holds on the side, then there's no shaila about them. And everything else which is closed, the pizza box is everything which is open inside, everything else comes in the bag, right? So if it's in the bag, what is clear that there's a shamunis, the grave in the bottom. So I especially asked this restauranteur from the area, and he told me he checked the bag a few times, and it's always clean. And even if it's not clean, but master, this bag, it's always double wrapped. It's always a plastic bag. And even if it's a paper bag, and therefore a paper bag will get dirty, but your food is never touching the paper bag. It's always in another container. Right? So it's clearly clean, and it's suffic whether maybe the bag was dirty. Therefore, even if you had the same delivery in your bag, or zichef was the time before, still mutter. Adkan. So I hope the oil is clear that using Uber Eats or Deliveroo is safer.
Very good.